This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise. Welcome to Open for Business. I've got a couple of fellas in the studio with me today. I have JC and I have Christopher Quay from Evis. We received this pitch via email not too long ago. And it's a story, or rather a business, about mainly height adjustable desks. And right. This came through, and I don't get many of these kind of requests, you know. But your business is not just high adjustable desks, is it? There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. You do gaming chairs and a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah, it includes an ergonomics chair as well.
Uh-huh.
And also the monitor arms to hold the monitors.
Right.
Yeah. We mainly focus on these ergonomics products.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's just rewind a little bit. And so we already know that they're the things that you're focusing on. Tell me a little bit about the background of the two of you, if you don't mind. And let's start off with you, Jay-Z.
So I'm actually come from the secondary school where I know Chris as my schoolmates in this Taman Konot. And we actually know each other for,
close to 10 years, I would say.
Yeah. 10 years?
Close to 10 years. Wow. Yeah.
All right. So we know each other via this friend.
I'm under marketing. I study marketing in the universities.
Yeah.
So JC, in the other hand, is actually engineer. So we both study different ways, but we at the end of the day, we have the same goal to actually open up a business. So one day, actually, JC and... he came out of this idea because he was always outside sitting down in random coffee shops and shop lots, and he always has this problem hunching his back, and he has this neck problem issue. He has been going through many treatments in chiropractors and also physiotherapies, but that isn't working. And that's a big amount of money there, that you spend a lot of money there. So he thought, like, why can't we just, like, chairs, there's adjustable chairs everywhere. Why can't we just adjust our table at the same time? So I was like, let's Google this thing. Mm. See, do they have anything in Malaysia selling this? Like, at that point, in this market, it's very niche, I can say. There's nothing in this market selling this sort of desk. So he said, okay. He told one of the other co-founder, which is Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why not we start doing this business,
right? You
know, venture into business, since this is still very new in the market, so probably we can sell this in a very big scale in future. Yeah.
So it starts with a medical problem.
Yep.
What is it, like cervical spondylosis or something like that?
It's a low back pain issue.
It's a lower back pain issue. Yeah. So a lumbar issue.
Yep,
from exactly. Sitting and bending over a desk for too long.
Yep. It actually started in a random cafe.
In a random cafe,
yeah,
right, and so the two of you knew each other at school, then alongside the other co-founder Ethan.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, and so you just decided one day we're going to start making these tables.
Yep.
How much research did you go into as you were thinking about this product?
Okay, for research part, we did some research with Googling, and we got that in Malaysia at that time in point, there's no this kind of supply in Malaysia. So we went out to see our suppliers. It's mainly from Taiwan.
Mm.
But this technology itself is from USA.
Right.
All right. So this company is founded in USA, but they got a manufacturer in this Taiwan.
Okay.
Okay. So we actually flew it. Sorry, not me. Christopher and actually the other.
So actually this happened. So we actually emailed quite a lot of numbers of them actually online. So close to 20 of them, I could say. So
suppliers, that is.
Yeah, yep. 20 suppliers, I can say. So not many of them actually responded to us due to our background, because we are from nothing, I can say. So actually 3 of them replied to us. We are really thankful for that. So we flew to Taiwan immediately, just without no hesitation. We just went there. We met the manufacturers. They're actually really kind to us. They took us all the way from the airport and they drive us out for a beautiful lunch and a beautiful scenery in Taiwan also. But little that we know, the first thing that they ask us is actually, what's your MOQ? MOQ. So MOQ is like, what's the minimum amount of quantity you're able to order. So at that point, our funding is like quite limited and we are unable to follow their minimum amount of orders. So they're quite skeptical with us and we just tried approaching more people from Taiwan and just try to ask around people and more referrals at that point. Mm. So finally, we actually found one because we actually shared with them our vision and mission. And actually, I'll tell you a trick, like we got to be frank with them and tell them that we are actually a small company. We are unable to keep up with your quantity. So maybe we can do it from a smaller scale at first and we'll build up as time as time goes on. So that's a little trick for us, and so that actually fastened up the process by not wasting each other time, by being frank with them. So they willingly to do our blueprint that we have set up a couple months back. What kind of designs and layout do we want? And they build from scratch from us based on our designs. Because our designs are very, very specific due to the height, because it can go up to 131 cm. So with the desk that high, it tend to be unstable.
Right.
So our designs of our legs are actually proven to be stable in terms of gravity-wise. So that's how it all started.
Just by sending a bunch of emails to some suppliers over in the US and over in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So now you no longer have to deal with minimum orders. Is that correct?
Yep.
So because you've formed this relationship with a bunch of suppliers,
and our demand as well.
Right.
Has increased tremendously since last year.
Can we talk a little bit about that then?
Sure.
I mean, I visited your website and I had a look around. There's some really interesting stuff on there. Mm-hmm. What are you doing in terms of sales, do you think, per month? How many units are you shifting per month right now, roughly?
Can we answer it in the annually part?
Sure.
Annually, for the financial year of 2018, May, okay, we hit the sales target about 450,000 ringgit for that period of time. So we are really proud of that. So from time to time now we are launching a new products. As you can see, the ergonomics chairs, the gaming chairs. So we are targeting about 30% of
increment
from that. So it's about 850K for this year.
And you've been around what, just over a year?
Yes. Yep.
That's not bad for a first year turnover, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
And to talk on to that, we only use digital marketing.
Only digital marketing.
And also maybe third party, like platforms like Lazada or Shopee. Uh-huh. And that's all.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought. Let's take a short break.
Right.
You guys can catch your breath. You're listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. You are tuned into Enterprise, and it is Open for Business. In the studio, I've got two guys from Evis. I've got JC and I've got Christopher. JC is the manager of business development, and Christopher is a senior executive in sales and marketing.
Yep.
Just before the break, we were talking about facts and figures, and we were looking at turnover of 450K for the last financial year. Correct?
Yep.
Not a bad year. And then you basically touched upon stuff that you're going to be expanding to, the gaming chairs and one thing or another. At the beginning of the show, you spoke about how there wasn't much of a market for there wasn't an established market for this thing here in Malaysia. Yep. There wasn't many other competitors, so to speak. So then how did you decide how to price your product?
For pricing wise, we get benchmark from the US and also maybe all around Southeast Asia. We did some research and find out and also what's the income of Malaysians, how much are they willing to spend on a desk, and we mark up it by a little bit more because we are the pioneer in Malaysia for now. So as for now, our price is at 2,789 after discount. So it's pretty. I would say for a desk with this technology, it's still pretty cheap compared to the US because they are selling at a price of maybe $2,000 actually in America. So And we also built in with wireless charging and also cable management. So that actually brings up the brand even more.
So let me ask the engineer then about what this desk can actually do for people.
All right. For this desk, it's actually we designed based on this ergonomics. All right. And so it's come implement into this wireless charging features as well. And as Chris just now said, it's also come with this cable management system. Mm-hmm. So you will not see any cables scattered around on your desk. This is another point, added value point. So, yeah, the main point should be the ergonomics part of this desk. So,
the benefits of a standing desk then for most people would be what?
Okay. Let me just share with you one of the statistics we got online. Mm. Is that one of the study by this Oxford University, all right? So, 54% of the office worker are actually suffering from this low back pain issue. So, it's actually due to the long hours sitting in the office. So don't get us wrong here. We don't encourage our users to stand all day long, but we just encourage them to stand maybe for a 20 minutes interval, even for 1 to 2 minutes each interval. Then it will help our users not only in the reduce the low back pain issue, but also the reduce the risk of heart disease as well as diabetes. Mm. So in a way, it promotes weight loss. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
no gym needed anymore.
If only that was the case. Yeah. So your desks are motorized as well, right?
Yep.
And how does that work? Simple motor attached, one button to move it up, one button to move it down. Is that how it works?
Actually, you can manually control it. And it also comes with this four presets key. You can preset the height anything you like. For example, number one for standing, number two for sitting. Mm. So whenever you want to stand, you just press number one. Mm. Yeah, it's simple as that.
And number three, number four, maybe for your first girlfriend and second girlfriend. So to add up value points to that.
Yeah.
You sound like you're speaking from experience over there, Chris.
You know? No, I'm still single. Just joking.
Tell me a little bit then about some of the challenges that you face. Obviously, you've told me about one of the challenges, which was trying to convince these suppliers that you guys are actually serious about wanting to launch a product like this. What about stuff like funding? I know recently you've attracted a couple of investors, which, you know, they shall remain anonymous, but you've managed to attract a decent amount of funding, which I assume will be moved towards expansion of your company. What's the idea behind that? I mean, you've already got your base products. You're talking about these standing desks and ergonomic chairs and one thing or another. Is it just volume you want to be increasing on next, or you're actually looking at other products?
All right. So for this, from the very start, before we even embark on this high adjustable desk project, our plan is always that. Once we have granted a little bit of recognition in the market, and once our product, which is high adjustable desk, gain a little bit of traction, we will start launching a bit more complementary products. Mm-hmm. Other than that, so, and this product must revolve around the same team and our company missions, all right, which is to bring innovative solutions to homes and businesses. So with that in mind, we actually right now we are looking to explore the smart home projects, all right, to provide the integrated solutions and to enable the automations and electronic appliances connectivity at home. Mm-hmm. So that's our target. Other than that, we are also trying to create our own proprietary products, which is related to the electronics, consumer electronics, sorry. But right now, we are still in a very preliminary stage. So we are now discussing with a few local ODM and also some contract manufacturers. Mm. So to study the feasibilities of this product. So perhaps we can give more colors when this launching is closer. All right. So,
yeah. All right. Who currently are you selling? Who's the main kind of customer, do you think, for your...
Mainly is to like co-working spaces.
Right.
We actually have a couple of them using right now. One of them is called Colony Kale. Have you heard of them?
I have, yeah.
And the other one is Work.
Yeah.
So they actually took a number of standing desks from us and put it in their premium actually room. So apart from that, we also sell it to like corporate companies, and we deal with architects and also designers, because those are the people that really need this desk. They have been in the office for 8 to 10 hours a day and sketching all around.
Mm.
So that might be a priority for them. and also, in terms of and also end users for sure. So those gamers, mainly gamers that actually took quite a bit from, like YouTubers, gamers in Malaysia.
We are looking at one of the questions that I was going to ask you earlier on is the ergonomic gaming chair.
Yeah.
I just want a quick chat about that because obviously esports is going to become a big thing here in Malaysia.
Exactly.
We're expecting it, you know, the concentration of e-gamers to jump over the next couple of years as kids realize that this can actually be a feasible career for some of them, you know. Even though their parents are advising them against it, there is money to be made in this, you know.
Yeah.
If something like that were to happen, you know, and there's an explosion of gamers who want these ergonomic chairs, are you geared up to be able to address a large and high demand?
Yeah, we are definitely prepared for that because as for now, we have seen this market 1-2 years back where this there's one in Singapore which is pretty well known also.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We are trying to make something in Malaysia localized brand where everyone knows it's Avis,
right.
the pioneer for gaming chairs and also ergonomic products. So for the years to come, I'm very sure we are actually already sponsored a few of the gamers that actually wanting to use our gaming chairs and also desks.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're using social media influencers as well, I'd assume.
Exactly.
You're targeting that kind of market, micro influencers and all of that
and
kind of
nowadays,
stuff.
And nowadays, there's like Facebook gaming.
Yeah.
So they stream their videos online. So by that, you can see they're using our chairs, something like that.
Branding is there for you guys as
exactly.
well. Okay. Okay. So let's before we wrap up, then you spoke brief. You touched briefly on smart homes and smart home technology and stuff like that. Eventually, is where you guys are going to be moving on to.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of competitors in that space. You know, you have Google, you have Samsung, you have Philips. How do you kind of see yourself in that space, and what do you expect to do differently that these guys are not already doing?
Actually, to make it clear, actually we are the integrated solution. We provide an integrated solution. We are not going to do our own device. Rather than we are going to do the integrated solutions to serve our customer, whereby we provide the solution rather than creating the device itself.
Give me an example.
Example is that how does this work? Actually, our team will go to a house, all right, and then they will quote our customers and advise them where to put this. For example, the smart light, where to put the smart CCTV, the smart lock.
Mm.
So they will integrate and give a quotation to our customers. And the customers, if the customers are okay, then we will get back to us. Then we will just provide the solution. So to make things clear here, we are just an integrated solution provider and not the device manufacturer.
The device creator.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm interested to know more about your products. Where can people find out more information?
You can find us on Instagram, Avis Malaysia, EVIS Malaysia, Facebook, Instagram for sure. And also you can find us at our showroom, which is located at Icon Connaught, Taman Connaught. We have a couple retail stores that are selling our products also, Thunder Match in Lawyer Plaza, and also MyCom from Starling Mall. And also we are dealing with one of the biggest department store in Malaysia also. We are dealing next week, so hopefully something strikes next week. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have an update about that then.
Yes, you know? For sure.
Uh-huh. All right, guys, thank you very much. Of course, that was Christopher and JC, the guys from Avis. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more about these guys. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available a little bit later on anywhere you normally download your podcast from. We're also streaming on Spotify as well. You have been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.